so dirty, but your love so sweet. Talk so pretty, but you're not tea. Late night devil, put your hands on me. And never, 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 ever let go. Blood on my shirt, a rose in my hand. You're looking at me like you don't know who I am. Blood on my shirt, heart in my hand. Still be fight. Chapter 2. They don't have a reason to discuss the tryst, let alone the time. They sleep in their separate beds that night, Sanji's mind racing a million miles an hour until the physical exhaustion of the day finally wins out and grants him a dreamless reprieve. He made a mistake. He slept with Zoro. Gods, why did he have to make that mistake? Fucking embarrassing is what it is. In the morning, there's the crew to worry about. And besides, whatever happened between them clearly wasn't important to Zoro. Why should Sanji continue to give a shit? There's meals to cook and a captain to tend to and repairs to be made on the Mary. And the next island just on the horizon. The next fight. So it just doesn't come back up. What was there even to say? Thanks for the orgasm. I'd be open to doing it again sometime. If I could just figure out how to talk to you without wanting to kill you. Yeah, right. It's remarkable how, in a relatively short span of time, the problems that you found consuming in the moment very quickly become yesterday's problems, rendered totally insignificant in the face of new and exciting traumas. Thriller Bark, Kuma, Ivankov. In 2 years, Zoro quickly goes from the most consuming question of Sanji's day to disappearing off his radar completely. The Marimo isn't anywhere close to the top 10 list of Sanji's biggest priorities. Not when Ivankov runs Sanji's training like a glitter-covered drill sergeant on a diet of ketamine and sequins. It really isn't until he's standing on the soft earth of Sabaody's shores, watching a figure descend from a ship that isn't even their ship, Zoro, you idiot, that he even thinks of that night again. Zoro's fucking hot. He's filled out more thoroughly with muscle, and his jaw has grown more square with age. His hair is no longer just a haphazardly kept fuzz, and instead could be mistaken for an actual intentional style. Swept back out of his face as it is. His clothing leaves his thickly muscled and hairless chest bare to the sun. Suddenly, Sanji can recall with vivid intensity the memory of Zoro's hands around his wrist, pressing him down and tightly to the bed, just keeping him there. And then he opens his mouth, and any sex appeal the Marimo possesses takes an immediate backseat to how much he pisses Sanji off. Still scrawny, is all that Zoro says. He still smiles in the same way he used to, lips peeling back into a cocky sneer. The missing eye, the filled out frame, the suggestion of stubble around his jaw is all new. But the very same don't fuck with me smile remains. Yeah, Zoro hasn't really changed at all. Still an asshole, Sanji replies. This only makes Zoro's grin stretch further across his face. A picture of complete and utter menace. Chaos incarnate. A face that says, I am going to cause you problems. Would he still hold Sanji down if he asked? Would he take Sanji to pieces like he's pulling apart soft bread? Would he still tell him he's good? Sanji has learned a lot the past few years about bodies, and not just in the realm of nutrition and combat. 2 years ago, he hadn't the faintest clue of what two men with their configuration of parts could do, besides what he and Zoro had done that night. Now he does. He knows how to stretch delicate muscle until it welcomes intrusion, until it's greedy for it. He knows what pleasures lie there, and he knows exactly where they live. He's got the fucking coordinates to his own hotspots. Sanji knows what it does to him to not just be on his back, but to be on his back and full. The question rises as they walk back to the Sunny, Sanji occasionally needing to grip Zoro by the collar and drag him back on track when the directionless idiot manages to somehow get confused, despite the fact that they're walking in a straight line. How would Zoro fuck? Sanji fights the urge to squirm, even as his mind is racing to come up with a way that he can get what he wants. Because, good gods, he wants. If they could manage even half the synchrony of the way they fight, still fight, even after all this time, slotting together like they'd never been apart at all, in bed? Well, it'd be worth the humiliation of being the only person who cares they'd done it just to have done it. But damn, it isn't as though Sanji could just ask. Not unless he's prepared to get laughed off the ship, or maybe thrown off, depending. 2 years later, and somehow they've circled back around to the exact same problem. What is there to even say? And would Zoro know how to hear it? Would I know how to hear it? And, as if in answer to his unspoken question, albeit much later in the deep, elaborate bowels of Fishman Island's royal palace, Sanji is entirely unprepared for the words Zoro lobs at him with nothing but careless brute force. 2 years did you good. It's a compliment, or at least Sanji thinks it might be trying to be a compliment, despite sounding like an indictment to his insecurities. Like, you needed 2 years. You were weak before. Sanji shrugs out of his suit jacket, ragged at the elbows from the fight with Horty's crew. His shoulder, dislocated sometime during the fighting and then relocated by Chopper, twinges faintly. It's strange to think that they're still underwater, even now. Their room in the king's palace has a window and blue-tinged light spills through the glass and onto the floor with the customary wobbling distortion of light bouncing off a body of water, the impression of a pool's fluid surface wobbling on the tile. It lends the room a dreamlike quality. Well, that and the pleasant buzz of moderate alcohol consumption that's still thrumming through Sanji's veins. He throws his jacket over a chair pushed into a desk that neither of them have any reason to use, and rolls his shirt sleeves up to his elbows. He's already discarded his tie sometime during the party. Thanks, Sanji manages. He bites back a reflexive addition of, I think. That would turn it snappish. But the word still manages to sound bitchy enough on its own. Distant cheers go up from somewhere else in the palace, where the celebration still rages. An invisible audience congratulating Sanji for still managing to sound like a prick when he hadn't even meant to. Zoro frowns. He opens his mouth to say something, seems to think better of it, and shoulders past Sanji towards the other extravagant bed in the opulent room with a sharp shake of his head. There's such an incredible solidness to Zoro where they connect, shoulder pinging harshly off shoulder. There isn't a lick of fat on him, Sanji thinks as heat pools involuntarily. Zoro is nothing but solid muscle all the way through. Colliding with him feels like hitting a stone wall. He could fuck me hard, Sanji thinks, and then, dirtier, he could make me take it. Sanji is just staring at him. He knows he's just staring at him. Zoro gives him a look and says, "What, cook?" "Nothing." Zoro throws his hands up in exaggerated frustration, blowing a harsh breath out of his nose like steam from an engine. "I don't fucking get you," he erupts. I spent 2 years with people who refused to talk to each other in anything other than passive-aggressive etiquette, and I still don't understand you. Do you want to fuck or not? Sanji splutters, uncomprehending, and then blurts gracelessly, "Do you?" The same explosion of hands into the air, a pantomime of exasperated fury. Zoro shouts, "God damn it, yes!" Sanji takes him in, the width of him, the breadth of his shoulders, the prominent vein in his temple that throbs with irritation. "Oh, Zoro," he breathes, struck bodily with the realization. "I think you might be stupid." He pauses, thinking, and then breathes. "You're literally just stupid, aren't you? Oh my god!" Zoro snarls at him, wordless with anger, and yet Sanji stalks forward, undeterred. It's like watching a very stupid dog work itself into a fit over a barrier that it could just walk around. "The door's open, you poor dumb thing." It would probably be shit your pants terrifying to anyone else under any other circumstances. The pirate hunter Roronoa Zoro, spitting mad in the eerie underwater glow of night on Fishman Island, still boasting dry bloodstains on his robes. Sanji is helpless to look at him and think anything but, "You dumb fucking idiot. You've been pulling my pigtails the whole time." Sanji gets a grip of that gaping robe and, because Zoro is an immovable wall of muscle, uses it to pull himself in until they're nose to nose, breathing the same, somewhat boozy air. "You're so stupid," Sanji murmurs, the only seduction he knows. He kisses Zoro, biting and harsh and deep. He kisses him in long, consuming pulls right down into his lungs, like Zoro is a substance he's imbibing. It's an encouragement as much as it is marching orders. "Kiss me hard. Kiss me harsh. Hold me down again, you unnecessarily chiseled idiot. Make me feel it. I want to feel it." Zoro makes a sound like a growl into Sanji's mouth and grips hard and unyielding at his hips, tugging him closer. He moves so forcefully that Sanji is forced to stagger backwards a few steps, losing his leverage, and Zoro's sharp canines catch on his bottom lip with a bright bloom of pain. It goes off like fireworks behind his eyes. They don't talk as they make their way to one of the beds. They gasp, they groan, and they growl. The opulent bed doesn't so much as whisper a single creak at their combined weight. Not even when Zoro drops him down like a sack of potatoes and descends on Sanji's neck with a forcefulness that skirts the edge of violence. His lips and teeth and tongue work on Sanji's neck with the clear intent to bruise. "Fuck, fuck, fuck," Sanji chants, wrapping his legs around a waist that yields to him like a brick wall. "You like this?" Zoro says. He pulls back far enough to meet Sanji's eyes, which must be entirely black now, pupils blown out to the fucking stratosphere with arousal, and brings all his weight slowly down onto Sanji's shoulders. For a moment, he struggles, pushes back against that impossibly good weight, and knows that he couldn't move Zoro without real violence. He is pinned, stuck, held. Sanji writhes. They haven't even gotten their dicks out yet. "Fuck," Zoro murmurs. "You really like this?" "I'd like it more if you fucked me," he snaps. Sanji prods him, sharply with a heel dug into his kidneys. The motion, or maybe the words, drive Zoro's hips forward just enough. The friction fizzles through every one of his nerve endings like a carbonation on his tongue. A real question rises in Zoro's dark eyes. "You Sanji prods with his feet again. He struggles under Zoro's grip because he can. Because Zoro won't yield until Sanji says, "Don't act so surprised," he bites out. Finally, he spurs Zoro into motion and earns a slow, slightly too tight press of their clothed erections for his troubles. "You've done that before?" Sanji asks, meaning anal, meaning sex with another man, meaning I will give you an out if you want one, and I will teach you if you let me. Zoro balks. "And you have?" he damn near squeaks. "You, Mr. I Love Women?" There are, truly, so many clever comebacks that Sanji could make. "Some women have dicks, Zoro," he imagines, chiding him in the tone of a patient but exasperated parent. Or, "Whoever said that preference was a rule?" But the genuinely gobsmacked face and the squeaky tone of surprise do him in. Instead of anything suave or snappy, Sanji dissolves into helpless laughter. Absolutely hysterical, tear-jerking belly laughter. "Shut up," Zoro hisses. He blushes as brutally red as a tomato. Sanji's shoulders are still pinned, but his hands aren't. He gets a fistful of Zoro's robes, jerks him down until they're so close that the details of his face blurs into color and noise. "Shut me up," Sanji demands. Zoro kisses him like a storm. They strip themselves and each other in a flurry of limbs and clothes, struggling to maintain biting kisses and leave violet purple hickeys as they work, impairing each other more often than they aid. Unfortunately, they don't have lube. Sanji doesn't know enough about fishman and mermaid reproductive anatomy to hedge his bets on finding a convenient tube of Glide in the bathroom or dresser drawers. Instead, in a mirror of their first time, Sanji takes Zoro's fingers between his lips, coating them liberally in spit. It hasn't been too long since his last time, and besides, Sanji likes a little burn. He likes to feel a twinge when he moves just so the next day. "Fucking hell, cook," Zoro breathes, expression damn near worshipful. He thrusts his fingers deep between Sanji's lips, pinches his tongue, and strokes the walls of his throat. "Who are you?" "A whore," Sanji thinks, but doesn't say. Not yet, at least. He doesn't want to chance his luck too far, and a degradation kink isn't the sort of thing to just spring on a guy. He releases Zoro's spit-slick fingers with a lewd pop, and grins, saying, "Don't think too hard, Marimo. You'll hurt yourself." With a growl, Zoro flips him bodily, ass up in the air. Sanji yelps, can't help it with how surprised and delighted he is by it, and follows it up with a moan he'd be embarrassed about, if not for his blinding, all-consuming arousal as Zoro follows him down, a blanket over his back, and pushes a finger right to the knuckle in his ass. It burns, but Sanji pushes back, greedy for it. Within moments, faster than anyone has ever found it before, including Sanji himself, Zoro's crooked finger goes skipping over his prostate. He knows what he's doing then. Somehow, it's just as exciting as the prospect of showing Zoro the ropes. "Fuck!" Sanji shouts, hands scrabbling fruitlessly at the sheets. "You're like a fucking sex demon," he means to say. But Zoro is like a dog with a bone and ruthlessly works the gland until all coherent speech flies right the fuck out the window. One becomes two, becomes a blunt, fire-hot, velvet-smooth head, and a near unbearable pressure until Sanji's hole finally yields, and Zoro slowly, so fucking slowly, inches inside. When fully seated, Zoro lets out a sound not unlike something one might hear from a victim of a gut wound. Sanji has gone so breathless under his weight and his hands and his cock that he's reduced to gasping breath and speechless pleasure. So fucking good, Sanji. Zoro breathes out, tone reverent. Sanji whines high and desperate. Move, he shouts, and an unyielding hand on the back of his neck pushes his head deep into the mattress in answer. He moans, dick throbbing unbearably against the sheets, back bent into a presenting bow. Can't. I need. An aborted little twitch of a thrust, and Zoro's dick nudges up against that fucking spot, just enough to tease out another needy whimper out of him. Zoro cuts his own words off with a groan. A hand vice-tight clenches around Sanji's hip. So good. Can't move. I'll finish. Sanji does not fucking care. He is so completely beyond caring. He wants to get used, wants Zoro to fuck him without a single flying fuck for reciprocity, wants to get fucked until Sanji is wet with spend and gaping open and rutting until he paints the sheets with his own release. He wants it like that and a thousand other inarticulable ways. Wants it to feel like it did that night on the precipice of something so exquisite yet so unmapped that each centimeter into new territory felt like a freezing plunge off of a cliff, even as it burned him inside out with impossible heat. I want us to sing, Sanji thinks, ramming his hips back against Zoro's, because his words can't communicate what he wants from him, but his body can. I want our bodies to fucking sing. Zoro groans. Sanji slaps at his ribs, a silent get a move on if there ever was one, and gets his hand snatched up and pinned to the mattress by his head for his troubles. You, Zoro hisses through teeth clenched tight, are going to be the death of me. Sanji laughs, high and bright. Glad to be on the same page, he tells him. When Zoro moves, he moves. Sanji shouts loud enough that it seems impossible that the whole palace doesn't just come down around their heads. Zoro's orgasm comes like an enormous tide and scores Sanji's insides with hot spend in a feeling so vivid that he can almost perfectly conjure the salty taste of it on his tongue. His climax is a quiet affair, just like it was back then, and he clenches every muscle so tight that Sanji feels like he might snap under the pressure or suffocate in the bedding. When Sanji comes, it's like a great structure is tumbling down from the sky to the earth, an occurrence as violent and uncompromising as gravity. His release is a collapse. His bones are cinder block turned to gravel. His skin is glass shattered into stinging grains of sand. His foundation is the only thing that remains. His heart throbbing away in his jumping cock, painting his skin and the sheets white with pleasure. When the world reorients itself, Zoro drags him, boneless and cum high, out of the wet spot. It seems to take him a great deal to manage the words, but eventually, Zoro asks, awkward and stilted, are you a cuddler? Sanji doesn't deign to answer. Instead, he flops a bare leg over Zoro's waist and an arm around his chest. But he can't withhold from the instant need to tease. Aw, you can use your words, Sanji coos. Hopefully this stupid loony grin he's got pressed against Zoro's right tit takes any bite out of it. God, think of how much sooner we could have been doing this. Zoro pinches him, the absolute asshole. You could have said something too, he rebukes, though it lacks any real heat. His heartbeat continues its steady come down. The sound echoing the gradually slowing thud in Sanji's own chest. Dear Marimo, if you're amenable, I'd like to get railed into next week. Possibly on a regular basis, Sanji drawls in his most lofty tone. Zoro sputters around a cackling laugh. Railed? Who taught you that? I thought you were all romance and poetry. Sanji hums. He is. But he's this, too. And it's nice to be this with Zoro. To be more, maybe. Ask Luffy about Aunt Iva-san sometime, he says flippantly.
I don't want to, Zoro says with considerable fear.
Sanji laughs. A strong self-preservation instinct perseveres even in plant life. She'd eat you for breakfast, Sanji concludes.
I'll eat you for breakfast, he growls.
Please do. Zoro snorts. His chest leaps with it. Sanji breathes the feeling in like a drag and holds it deep in his chest, where it flutters and grows into a full-body warmth.
That's not what I meant, you pervert.
Sanji hums. I know. The end.
So dirty, but your love so sweet. Talk so pretty, but your heart got tea. Late night devil, put your hands on me. And never, 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 ever let go. Fight so dirty, but your love so sweet. Talk so pretty, but your heart got tea. Late night devil, put your hands on me. And never, 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 ever let go.
If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for either myself or for the author, you are more than welcome to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, you can go to the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found this podfic, and leave a comment there. And if you would like to leave a comment for the author, you can find the text link that will be on that podfic post. And, go to the text work, and that's the place to leave a comment for the author. Thanks for listening. Author's notes. Sanji, I think he hates me. Zoro, yes, my flirting is working.